is Yud Aleph Kislev, 19th of November. We're in the section of the Alei Shor Bach Chevra, page Lamed Beis, last two paragraphs. So we've seen a Chazal that really Esek HaTorah per se is about Ahava and unity, and that Revolba points out we're not really holding up this Madrega. The idea that Talmid Chacham are called Averim and there's a natural unity among them, that's a level that they speak Benachas of the Musar. For example, the second real paragraph on the page said, Ulam Ad Sheniska Lakach. Until we reach that level to be Chevel Hashem Shemayim, we should at least have the Derech Eretz to, you know, to talk with Nachas of the Musar. Starting from the paragraph, Hein Kol Eila. Hein Kol Eila and Hagos Derech Eretz. Behold, these are just Derech Eretz, the description of speaking in a way that makes a Kiddush Hashem and so on. We haven't even reached with this the edges of the concept of being chevra l'shem shemayim, which is what he quoted earlier. It should at least stand before our eyes this glorious image, shel chevra kazos, this kind of group, unity, tzibur shel talmidei chachamim chaverim, a community of talmidei chachamim, true chaverim, asher kol iskam b'torah v'vodas Hashem mitoch ava v'achva, that their toil in Torah and service of Hashem is from love and brotherhood. And it's really supposed to be naturally that way. If we're not holding at that level, at least conduct with derech eretz, but we should keep the ideal in mind. Davar acher, so we had this chazal from the Midrash Shir Hashirim. In the pasuk Hayashevus Baganim Chaver Makshivim, Kishi Yisrael Nachnasin Levatik Knesses, when Klal Yisrael enters into shuls, V'Karin Kriya Shema and Re Kriya Shema, V'Kivun Hadas with Kavana, V'Kol Echad with one voice, V'Deya V'Tam Echad with one mindset. Tam can mean different things. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Omer Lam Hashem says Hayashevus Baganim Kishatim Karin Chaverim. When you, Chaverim, read, Aniu Pamalya Shali, I and my cohorts, V'yachol, Makshivim L'Kolech Hashmi'ini. Listen to your voice. Let me hear your voice at the end of the Pasuk. Kolech Hashmi'ini. Aval Kishi Yisrael Karan Kriyashma B'Tirif Hadas. When Klai Yisrael reads Kriyashma with Tirif Hadas, it's like distraction, lack of focus. But look at the way the Medrash puts it. Zem Maktim V'Zem Acher. This one is earlier, and this one is later. Ve'en is a very interesting magic. There is some halachic discussion based on it. Ve'enem machavnem daitam b'kriyashma. And they don't have the das focused in kriyashma. Ruach HaKodesh tevachas v'omeras brach dodi u'demela chalitzvi. So Ruach HaKodesh has a different pasuk in Shir Hashirim. Run away, my beloved, and be like tzvi. So tzvi could mean like a deer, but the drush is l'tzva shel ma'ala. Not Tzvi, but Tzva, like the hosts of above. Hadomim l'chodcha v'kol echad. It's an interesting phrase, but who are similar. Chodcha maybe here means neshama. Sometimes kavod means neshama, like we say in Mizmor Shir Chanukos Abayis. L'may yizamercha chavod v'lo yidom. So I'm not sure exactly the usage of the word kavod here, but the malachim are like your kavod, that they are b'kol echad, b'ne'ima achas, with one pleasantness. Al harei b'samim. So it's a drasha, not b'samim, but b'shamayim. B'shmei shamayim halayonim. Run, brach the middle of al harei b'samim, the end of the pasuk. When we don't read Kriya Shema properly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, be like tzvi, be like tzva hashamayim, or al harei b'samim, or in the harei b'shamayim. Be more like the malachim who read Kriya Shema with focus and united. Manifla, how incredible it is! Kate said, "Melamdim osanu Chazal bazalikro Kriya Shema b'tzibur." Our Chazal here teach us to read Kriya Shema b'tzibur. B'deya v'tam echad dafka. With deya and tam echad. Tam echad is a little hard to translate. It says, "Huvel halacha baruchaim semach beis." Hey, I'm not sure what halacha in Shulchan Aruch he's referring to, but there is a discussion in halacha whether the Radvaz has a tshuva. David ben Zimmer was in Svarada Kostin at the time of the Gerish Svarada, the Spanish Inquisition, and he was asked, should we just say Kriya Shema privately and then listen to the chazan at the end, or should we say it mila b'mila in unison together?
Right.
And he cites sources that basically defend saying it separately. He says that's what people do, but it really would be best if we said it all together. And there are places where they recite Kriya Shema word for word together. It's not the common minhag, but this chazal, this medrash, is pretty much saying that. If you'll notice, the wording was Zem Makdim v'Zem Acher v'Einem Machavim Daitem Kriya Shema. One is earlier and one is later, and they don't they're not machavim. It sounds like you're really supposed to say it literally in unison. In the Kelm Musar Yeshiva, they daven everything that way.
Where?
In Kelm. Shmon Esrei. In Kelm, everything was precision. Davened Shmon Esrei. Even the quiet Shmon Esrei was somehow like synchronized. An incredible thing. Everything in Kelm was about order and timing. And Kelm at 7, you know, if davening started at 8 o'clock, at 7:59 no one was there. And 8 o'clock, everyone was there. That's how it was. This is described by Reb Dov Katz in his Tanus HaMusar. But even if not everything is like that, it's interesting. Whether halacha we do that exactly or not, but there's this idea of being united in the way you say Kriya Shema.
So the shatz has to say the Kriya Shema of the kol ram so that everyone else can hear it at the same time and say it together.
It's halacha's quoting?
Yeah. Nichu Shem Shema in Biyachin.
What in Shulchan Aruch?
Yeah.
What are the words?
Sorry.
Technology for its proper use. Okay, so that's the beginning of Kriya Shema, right? Right. So we don't do it throughout, but yeah. I mean, it's a big machlokas rishonah how much of Kriya Shema is daraisa. According to some, just the first pasuk. So at least the mitzvah daraisa. That we do. The biyachad. And that when we read Kriya Shema like chaverim, you see this great emphasis on unity. So then the Shechina comes down. Zeu gam inyan tefila b'tzibur. This is really the concept of tefila b'tzibur. And it's not like parallel davening. We all happen to be in the same room. I'm doing my davening, he's doing his. Umas chiyuvenu livnos chaburun ima shal derecheretz v'tzibur l'esak ha'toru l'tfila. And paralleling our obligation to build up a pleasant chabur of derecheretz of people who study Torah and daven together, hinenu metzuvim gam al tshuva b'tzibur. We're also commanded to tshuva b'tzibur. Shemhavim chever achas chayovim lefashesh v'maisim b'tor tzibur. There's a concept, I'm not sure exactly why he's mentioning this here, it's sort of derech agav, but that we should unite and come together to scrutinize our actions as a tzibur. There's individual tshuva, and then there's communal tshuva. Ilazos, so if so, mahi yeshiva, what's the yeshiva? He started off saying that everybody seeks chevra, and that's really deep down, that's the pursuit and going to a yeshiva. It's the place of the development of the ideal chevra, the most ideal chevra. A chevra l'shem shemayim. A chevra that's l'shem shemayim. Have you day as us? You should know this because you're at the nechnas to yeshiva when you go into yeshiva. Ki alecha lias mi bonei tzibur she'en dug moso ba'olam. Your obligation is to be among those who build a congregation, a group, a chevra that there's nothing like it in the world. Shleimus amidos, and wholeness, development in midos, ba'achdus hashifa, and unity of yearning. All other pursuits in life are not really united. All other pursuits in life are not really unity. We're working for the same company, the same cause, but at the end, it's not really unity. But ruchnius is all one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, and the pursuit of ruchnius is true unity. B'shitof ha'pa'ula la'avodos Hashem. And the partnership of activity, of enterprise for the service of Hashem. Dibuk ha'chaverim tzarech lios ko mushlam. The clinging of friends has to be so complete. Shu yachzik maima gam kishikvar mizman yotzim yeshiva. That it maintains itself even when it's been a long time since they left yeshiva. And this is a phenomenon we find. I can meet up with people I knew 25 years ago. You know, it's sort of a unity. Kishrei chevra shiz rakmu b'makom Torah. The bonds of chevra that developed, babies being formed, things that were developed in a makom Torah, toch avoda meshutefes b'torah v'avodas Hashem, from partnered, from joined service in Torah and avodas Hashem, him chazakim ma'od, they're very strong. In the course of a whole life, they can be a source of encouragement and strengthening. Okay, that's something we should reflect on. Let's just continue a little bit into the next section. Perek Chamishi, Yimei Ha'ava, V'Yimei Ha'Sina, V'Ha'Yish. We did see this terminology, and the source is going to quote in Rabbi Rucham's Shmuzin himself, and Rav Volba is citing it for us also. Kol ha'nimtzat kufa m'moshechus b'malkom Torah. Anybody who's found for a prolonged period of time in a place of Torah, makir heitev, recognizes very well, zmanei ha'aliyah, zmanei ha'yirida, ha'mischalfim tadir. He recognizes times of elevation and times of falling down that vacillate, or that rotate constantly. Bizman ha'aliyah hatzlacha. In a time of aliyah, so what does he have? Success, kalus hatfisa, ease of grasp. Listen to the shir today. I learned this Mishnah Berurah today. I learned this Gemara. I got it. Ha'aro shel kushus v'tirutzim. He has insights, questions, answers. Kavana v'tvila. He can focus. V'yachasim tovim l'chaverim. Good, he didn't punch his chavrus in the nose that day. You know, good interactions. But v'zman ha'yirida, when he's on top of his game, Keshiyim betvisa is difficulty grasping. Stimas hamayanos, that's the term Chazal uses, that the well springs are closed. Kvedus batfila, difficulty, tefila is heavy, it doesn't go. Verichuk mechaverim, and he doesn't feel close to his friends. Matzina b'sefer hayashar miyuchas l'Rabbeinu Tam, teyo l'matzav meila. Sefer hayashar of Rabbeinu Tam is the part of the halachic, and then there's like the musar. So he talks about this terminology, Yimei Ava and Yimei Sina, is his terminology. Days of love and days of hatred, it's really what we would call when you're on and when you're off. Kol maska lasos shum maisa, anybody who begins to do any action is prevented time. Im yil aba maisa hu shum hana, if he enjoys it, tikanis bo hataybi, desires it. There's a famous Zohar with which the Avni Nezer starts his Sefer Eglei Tal, that both the Yetzirah and the Yetzer Tov grow from simcha. The Yetzirah grows from its simchas, and the Yetzirah grows from its simchas. So you have to take the Yetzirah out and give him a good time. Because if you don't give the Yetzirah a good time, he remains weak. And if the Yetzirah has a good time, he gets pretty big. So you have to, and it's a famous Shmuzer, or Hutner quoting it. But that's a similar idea to what we're seeing here, and Mitzvah Shem tomorrow we'll read a piece from it.